20 years ago, racial tensions in this country became an international outrage as the world watched video of white police officers brutally beating Rodney King, a black man. Today, King was found dead in his swimming pool, and police say it appears to be a drowning with no signs of foul play. NPR's Allison Keyes reminds us that King's beating had a profound effect on the nation's perception of police brutality.
In 1991, the video was pervasive. After a traffic stop following a high-speed chase, a civilian taped King as he was beaten repeatedly with steel batons, causing skull fractures and permanent brain damage. A year later, the officers charged in the case were acquitted, leading to the worst riots in American history.
We've seen rocks and I presume bottles and various things thrown at cars, school buses.
Rodney King himself pleaded for peace.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
L.A.-based civil rights lawyer Connie Rice has known King for years and just saw him at a forum.
3 weeks ago when I saw him, he'd never looked better. He looked healthy. He didn't look haunted anymore.
King and those who knew him have acknowledged his battle with alcohol. He recently said his sobriety was a work in progress, and he had several run-ins with the law after the beating. But King's issues didn't detract from the awe he inspired in many communities. Rice says the mostly African-American audience at the event treated King as more than an icon.
The symbolism of what he went through, and it was somewhat redeeming when he said, can we all get along?
Civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. recalls King as a complex man who was rebounding well and says the filmed attack on King made it impossible for people to dismiss similar incidents.
It served to illuminate the dogmas on the issue of race profiling and police brutality.
But Jackson stresses that 20 years later, it seems clear both racial profiling and police brutality remain a problem. He points at the recent killing of black teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida by a neighborhood watch volunteer.
We seem not to learn valuable lessons because the race profiling continues, and the brutality continues.
In April, NPR asked Rodney King if he had thought about what he'd like engraved on his headstone. He said, quote, "Can we all just get along? Can we all get along in peace?" Allison Keyes, NPR News.